Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Kev, I've just picked up the mail. Why is the postbox so far away from the house?
So we don't have the sounds of cars consistently going past when we're recording.
That's a gag that only makes sense to us.
And the thousands of people who used to drive past every week.
Fair enough. Hang on, are we recording right now?
Yes.
And what's this episode about?
Didn't you read the script?
No, I usually make all my lines up.
I hadn't noticed. Hopefully, it won't make this episode incoherent.
What's on TV?
Maybe you should open the letter first.
Nah, I don't want to miss another episode of Over the Fence.
Yes, it's very good, but I think you should open the letter first.
Oh, I'm tired. Is it nap time yet?
Open the letter.
How about I make a cup of tea?
Okay, I'll open the letter. Wow.
Is it anything important?
You would have found out had you have followed the script and opened the letter.
Sorry, I hope it wasn't important to the storyline.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Oh. Oh my God.
What is it?
The narrator's quit.
Is that bad?
Yes, it's bad. Who's going to narrate the podcast now?
I'll do it.
No. Remember the time you edited the podcast?
Oh yeah.
We write and perform it. We don't have time to do the rest. That's why we use the 24/7 mixing machine Kevbot.
I forgot about him. Does the letter say why the narrator's quit?
Something to do with his imminent death.
Oh. Is he going to work his notice?
Didn't say.
In that case, we need to find a new narrator immediately. And I think I've got the perfect solution.
Oh dear.
Narrator Factor, the newest talent show on TV, hosted by me. And you.
That is actually a good idea.
You sound amazed.
Well,
I'll put a couple of calls into the TV and we can get going.
You're actually calling the TV, aren't you?
No.
Luckily, I do know some industry professionals who might be able to give us a hand.
Okay, then. Shall I press play on the podcast?
We're still recording. Roll the credits.
On it.
Oh, dear, this is going to be a long one.
Cat Noir presents Narrator Factor, written and performed by Matt Sanders and Kevin Childers. Act 1, Narrator.
How many more days will they be working on this pyramid? I've had to put up with the noise and sand for nearly 7 years. I've almost gone deaf from all the banging, chain dragging and chiselling, not to mention the sand everywhere. Did I mention the sand?
You have mentioned the sand, citizen. What is your name?
I'm Godwin the Complainer. I've come here today to plead my case with you, O mighty King Conceited the Third.
Use my correct title, please.
King Conceited the Third, Cat God and Mighty Ruler Supreme?
Yes, that's much better.
I've heard you're a leader who listens to the people, yet I can barely hear a word you're saying. This work is never ending.
I am listening, citizen. I'm listening for you to take a breath.
What?
I said I'm listening, Godwin.
Godwin!
Yes, I am a good leader.
Silence at last.
Not only am I fantastically handsome, but also bloodthirsty, sadistic and morally bankrupt.
But none of those are good things.
Godwin, look out of the window. What do you see?
Godwin! Well, I can't see anything. There's a bloody great big pyramid in the way.
Correct. And do you know why there's a bloody great big pyramid in the way?
Yes, because you ordered the town to build it.
Wrong. Well, actually, that's correct. But why are they building it?
Because you said you would kill our families if we didn't.
Wrong. Well, actually, that's correct too. But the answer I was trying to get was because my subjects love me. They love me not only because of my beautiful features, but due to the fact that I am fair. Sorry, unfair, spiteful, and chaotic.
Again, none of those are very good things.
Not only am I sickeningly good-looking, but I am narcissistic, ignorant, and petty. And that's why my people love me. When I die, this is the only fitting tribute. One massive pyramid that takes up most of the land the town could use to grow crops.
But when will it end?
When they reach the top. It's been said I'm a straight talker. Was that too obvious? My people say that I am obtruse, rude, and obnoxious.
Yes, but it took 12 years to build the smaller pyramid next to it.
That's not a smaller pyramid, Goodwin. Oh, no, that's the top. I believe our best scientists have created a marvel of technology to lift it up and into place. Watch them now as they complete my burial tomb.
Is this the end of the work, then?
Oh, yes. And when I die, I'll be buried within.
Fantastic. And I can finally get some peace.
Well, of course you can. I will need my finest complainer when I ascend to live amongst the other gods. You'll be buried with me.
Oh, Christ.
Who?
Just an expression. Father! Your pyramid's been completed!
Ah, you, Brutus. We've just seen my son gather the family. We must speak.
We are all here, my father. Oh, yes, my brother. I will summon him using the new method we are pioneering in Egypt. Nah! Get in here! Father wants us!
Ah, my ears!
Yo, what's up, dogs?
There are no dogs in here. Are there dogs in here? Can you see dogs in here?
Nope, no dogs. Only cats, thank the Lord.
Who?
Just an expression.
Right, now we're all gathered here, I feel that before my death, the death of a great, delusional, egotistical, vain, but incredibly alluring king, I should explain the secret of how the power behind the throne really works. Once upon a time. I'm sorry, why is there a band playing in here?
You're waiting for me, it's band rehearsal time.
No, no accompaniment, please. This is serious.
Serious and suspenseful.
More noise!
Guards! If the band attempt to play any more music, kill them all.
What?
A blessing.
Now, as I was saying, once you are king and the current cat god, you'll be assigned one podcast from anywhere in the world. No world music in your repertoire? No good. You must narrate their fine tales for the podcast as and when required, subject to contract. See the small print for details.
And what is a podcast?
A podcast is a regularly released audio product. Now, the longevity of your rule as king is decided by how long your podcast lasts for. My father's podcast, Dave and Mike Talk Sport, wasn't as successful as they'd hoped, and they gave up after just 9 weeks. Hence my ascension to the throne so young. I was incredibly lucky, and I was gifted Ball and Derek Talk Anime. But now, after a mere 17 years and 889 episodes, their podcast has also come to an end, and I must now pass the crown to my eldest son.
Pah! Why does power never fall to the youngest son? What a load of rubbish! I'm clearly the better choice. I'm known throughout the lands. Brutus the Impaler, the Spiker, Mr. Stabber, Captain Spear, the Loose Lance, Perfect Perforator, Bayonet Brutus.
Much of a muchness.
What?
Jesus!
Who?
Just an expression.
Only you, Brutus. Put it away. Am I about to become a king and a cat god?
Unfortunately, Paul and Derek released their final episode a few minutes ago, so very shortly you will, my son. Now, if I could just get this monologue completed before I go pop. It's okay, I let them off that one. I meant before I die. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. As long as the death toll on your podcast stays below 34, you will stay alive. I was very lucky. Only 5 people died during the making of Paul and Derek Talk Anime. If 34 deaths are reached, your death's assured to be the 35th. Your next of kin will then take over, and all that jazz. Were you going for your Balfon? Were you inhaling ready for a panpipe solo?
No.
No, good. Where was I? Oh, yes, the rules. Stick to these classical rules. No Flugelhorn? Anyone? Number 1. Ensure you're always there for your podcast. Be there. Rock! No sweeping guitar solo? Number 2. Narrate as much or as little as they need, but don't forget to have soul. Nothing? Shame. Was that a castanet shaking? You're not going to crack out a funk number, are you? What's the alternative? You guys are really good at silence. Are you sure you're musicians?
Yes, sire. Yes, sire. Yes, sire. Yes, sire. Yes, sire. Yes, sire. Yes, sire.
Kill them.
That was unpleasant. Am I king now?
First, nah, you must be given a podcast. Brutus, bring the Wheel of Releases.
Goodwin, bring the Wheel of Releases.
Oh, when the heavy lifting is needed, that's when you call for me. Excellent. I'll just take the 3 paces to get this machine and move it slightly closer to where we're all standing. It would have been far quicker if we'd all jumped 2 paces to our left. But no, here you go. 1 wheel of releases.
Let me spin it!
I'd rather thought no, I would. Okay, it's done. Don't worry.
New releases on the wheel this week. 2 men, 1 subject. Mm. Very informative. Mary goes down. I believe that might be about mining. Mm. The dental work of Dylan Dexter. Oh. Sounds awful. I wouldn't want to hear that. And the Cat Noir comedy podcast. Probably your safest bet. Ah, and the wheel is slowing. Oh, it's not going to be Dylan Dexter or the 2 men. Mary's gone past and, yes, it stopped on the Cat Noir comedy podcast. Congratulations. First episode is out July 2021. Best make contact.
And how do I do that?
You'll be off to Norfolk in England. I've heard the sun never stops shining there. Well, off you go.
I thought I was king.
Yes, well, you have to rule from wherever you are.
Why did you get to stay in Egypt?
All of Derek Talk anime is recorded in our very town, right here in Egypt. Brutus can handle the day-to-day running of the country for you. Enjoy England.
And how do I get to England?
It's a long way away.
Ha! Yes, I am aware.
Don't worry. I have Phil the Carter supplies for you.
Oh, awesome car. Okay.
Sorry, we couldn't spare a horse.
Great. That's a little harsh, even for you, Brutus.
And don't worry about Father. I'll put him down humanely. Well, I'll try.
I say I haven't actually died yet.
Oh, Buddha. Just an expression.
I will now rule in your absence, brother. Egypt could not be in better hands. Ha! Guards, see him out and take these bodies to the river and dump them. No point filling the pyramid with a load of old sticks.
Don't believe this.
You are not going to believe this, Kev. We've got the backing of all the major TV stations for our show.
Narrator Factor?
Well, yes and no.
Explain.
Well, Kev, the BBC wants it, but we have to call it Strictly Narrating. ITV are going to show it, but only if we rename it Narrators Have Talent. Channel 4 will play ball if we rebrand it to Narrator Idol. And Channel 5 will put it on if it's called The Ancient Cat God Narrator Left, and so now we have to find a new one.
Okay. Can we have a show with 5 different titles?
Oh, I'm an expert negotiator, Kev. Don't worry. I stood my ground.
Oh, and?
Pluto TV got the contract.
Oh, dear.
Plans for the judges. I'll be the harsh judge. Let me try it out on you. I hate your hair, your suits, and your general aura. You're wonderful. You're hired.
That doesn't sound that harsh, man. Who else have you got to judge with you? And don't say that bloody heron.
Oh, you'll be surprised. Hello, it's me, your old pal, Sporran McFerrin.
No one's buying that. Who else? Don't say Danny Peake's dressed as a woman.
Yeah, hello. It's me, Fanny Riggs.
Okay, okay. Everything will be okay. I think I just need a quick lie down.
Kev. Programme starts in 10 minutes.
It's fine, I'm going to be behind the scenes. No one will even notice. Not with you and the Scottish weirdos here to present the show.
Fair enough.
And what's with all the sheep?
They're not sheep. That's the general public, Kev.
Right. Nice promotional touch to have that pyramid built outside, though.
Thanks, Kev. Hang on. What pyramid?
Matt, it's 130 metres tall.
I haven't noticed.
It's attracting a large crowd. Let them in. Excuse me, sir, can I see your ticket?
Absolutely. Here you go. I say, didn't you used to work at Passport Control?
I did, but I went freelance after the airport sacked me for unauthorised leave and the unsafe confinement of a heron. Everything seems to be in order, sir. Could you just tell me your seat number, though?
No, I hadn't memorised it. That's why we have tickets.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Is there some sort of problem?
Well, yes, if I'm honest, sir. I thought I would stop anyone who couldn't remember their seat number, but you made such a good point, sir. I guess it's just jealousy. I really wanted to be in the audience for this. My father, God bless his soul, he was a narrator. He introduced over 2,000 episodes of EastEnders on Belgium TV. Of course, Walford claimed him in the end, sir, as it does so many of the community. He's buried there next to Dirty Den.
That truly is heartbreaking. Look, I have another ticket I was thinking of selling at the door, but I can see you're a man in need, so why don't you come into the show with me?
You have a spare ticket you were going to sell on the door, sir?
Absolutely.
Move! Stay still while I put these cuffs on, sir. We have a zero-tolerance policy for ticket touts.
Really?
I would advise you to stop wiggling.
Advisor!
Yes, so mighty Lieutenant?
I am bored. Bored of having to hold the throne like some kind of caretaker. When will this podcast end, or at least reach 35 deaths? I've sent so many assassins to bump up the death count, but to no avail. And what news from A. Sean Bean?
Apparently he was a terrible shot. All the people he supposedly killed are on life support.
Damn! And the Jazz Twins?
They did quite well, oh mighty Commander. 6 on-screen deaths and 2 off-screens.
Good, good, good. Put them on my Christmas card list.
Yes, oh mighty Captain.
There are so many podcasts in this world. Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
Killing those on Nar's podcast to get him to the 34th death was an excellent plan.
It was.
Why is it not working?
I don't know.
They call me Brutus the Evil. The Never King. The Gilded Sword. The Crocodile Slayer. Killer of babies.
I don't know why you do that. There really is no need for that.
If Nar gets beyond the 35th death, he will be free, and the seat of power, the whole country, will fall to the next family.
Yes.
I will then lose everything, and I will not allow that to happen.
Yes, oh mighty Commodore.
We will begin to build a pyramid for Nar in England.
Good idea.
This will force his hand. Once he sees it, he will have no option but to investigate.
Yes.
Oh, and make sure all the slaves die horribly whilst building it.
I think only on-screen deaths count towards the 35, oh mighty Rear Admiral.
Then ensure they die on screen.
Yes, oh mighty Vice Admiral. There is also the planning permission forms needed to build a pyramid in England.
Bring them!
Here they are, oh mighty Admiral.
And advisor.
Yes?
Make sure I am suitably decorated for the occasion.
Yes.
I feel a promotion is due.
Yes, oh mighty Admiral of the fleet.
I used to walk the Golden Sands, lost in thought. There I was, living the best life imaginable. More money and power than I could shake a stick at. I'm in England now to narrate a podcast, walking around a wet field in Swaffham. Blah, blah, blah. Is that fitting for a cat, God, I ask you? The legend is I will become the 35th death. All I can do to save myself is to preserve characters within this podcast, or at least edit their deaths out. This isn't a long-term solution. I must give him my notice, not only to protect my life, but to safeguard the fine people at Cat Noir Comedy Podcast. I'm aware Brutus is attempting to murder the characters around me. He spent the last 18 months trying to get me to that all-important 34th death. Then he'll become king. I've got evidence for this. I had to edit out the last Twirzles advert from season 3.
Twirzles chocolate.
Who are you? No!
With the death count now, 34 on-screen deaths, I know my time's up. There's no handy get-out clause, no escaping my destiny, no final twist to save me. It's kill or be killed now, a final reckoning, me versus Brutus. I've seen the pyramid, he's trying to intimidate me. It worked. I'm not sure if I've got many allies, but I'm sure I could do with some friends right now. I walk on, facing the oncoming storm, towards my fate. I'm always listening.
We will save you.
Salubris says we'll save you, so do I.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back to the Cat Noir Comedy Podcast, Narrator Factor, Act 2, Brutus.
Announcing Narrator Factor with your hosts and judges, Matt Sardar.
You live yet?
Warren the Heron.
Hello, it's me.
And Daniel Cocker Spaniel Peaks.
Hang on. What?
This is the show you cannot miss. The search for the next narrator of the Cat Noir Comedy Podcast!
God, this lot might be able to narrate, but do they know how to put dirty plates in a dishwasher? No.
Excuse me!
Hello, I'm Kev. Are you here for the show? It's just started. Follow the queue through to the stage. Second door on the right.
No! I am here to kill my brother, place his body in the pyramid, and take over the ruling of Egypt!
Sorry. You can't impress me. I'm not one of the judges.
I am the judge here. And jury. And executioner. Now get in the cupboard.
Look, I'm not 10. I'm not just going to let you tie me up and throw me in the cupboard.
Really?
I'm in here now. Actually, it's quite tidy in here. And lemony fresh.
Fantastic, Marvin, sir. Just what's needed to introduce a comedy podcast.
I thought you were brilliant.
Thank you, thank you. This process has been a dream come true for me, a full roller coaster of emotion.
I'd have preferred more juggling, but tell us your story, Patrick.
I'm doing this for my Nana. All she ever wanted was to see me become a household name. I've been working hard over the last few years. My Nana would have been so proud. I wish she could have been here to see this.
I'm sorry. Did she die recently?
Yes, 1933.
The phone lines are now open for you to vote for your favourite narrator. Calls cost £14 a minute, and if you're listening on the podcast, your vote will not count. Please do not call us. And now, for something completely different. Sorry, I believe I'm unable to use that phrase. Here is the next competitor.
This is a truly terrible show. What were they thinking?
Well, I'm sure I don't know. I'm quite excited, though, but I'm not sure if it's the show or not.
Believe me, it's probably not.
Oh, maybe it's being so close to you, narrator. Hey, where are you going?
Excuse me, it's someone I've got to find.
Sit down.
You're right in my eye line.
Hey, mate, mind me popcorn?
I am the best choice for a new narrator.
Oh, yeah? What experience do you have?
I announce on this very show.
Oh, that's you, is it? I thought it was Kev doing a silly voice.
No, I announce things all the time. Look, I'll show you. Announcing, Len the announcer.
Next.
Announcing, Warren saying next.
Next.
See, I'm really very good.
Next.
Wait, I can do other announcements. Announcing, a large round of applause for me.
Yeah, next.
Hello, please introduce yourselves.
I'm Risky Pete, and this gentleman here is Salubrious Chaffinch. He says he's ready to take over the mantle of narration on the podcast.
And what are you going to do as an audition piece for us today?
Salubrious will be performing the Shakespearean classic Julius Caesar.
Oh, now this I am excited for.
Salubrious says, "Hence home, you idle creatures. Get you home.
Get out of my world, Granny."
How rude of you.
And you.
Excuse me, well, I'm next in line.
Do you want to continue arguing?
No, please take my place. I'm only here for the free biscuits.
Move! I am Brutus, killer of villages, towns, counties, countries, continents, and gerbils. Where is the narrator?
We haven't decided yet.
What insanity is this? I said stand up and show yourself, narrator. No one. Then I will crucify every single person in this room unless you show me the whereabouts of the one they call narrator.
I am 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 narrator.
No, really, I am.
He says he's narrator, and so am I.
Had I not come alone, I would have called my guards and you would all be dead by now. Be grateful. There you are, climbing that ladder.
Evening, Brutus.
You cannot escape destiny, Gnar.
I'll give it a bloody good shot.
I think you can continue now, Salubrious. The danger's past.
How apt that it should end here, above the world stage in the gods.
How overly dramatic of you. Next, you're probably going to say you're going to kill me.
I am going to kill you.
How predictable.
I am a champion swordsman. They call me Brutus the Butcher, the Baker, the Candlestick Maker.
Well, I know how to sword fight too. Ah, here's a handy prop one just sitting on the side. Take that.
Have a you? Take this. Ah. Ah. And then have that.
Ah. Oops.
Didn't see that one, did you?
Butchie.
I should be king. You are not fit to rule, only to make lame jokes on a lame podcast.
This podcast isn't lame. These people are like a family to me. You want to take a look around while you're here and get some tips?
Die, brother.
Watch out, you fool!
Well, I'm literally hanging on by my fingertips.
Hold your performance, old friend. I know you're still in the middle of Act 1, but look up. Whoa, calm down, Salubrious. That language is too much for live TV. Take my hand, Brutus. I can forgive.
Never! I will be king! I saved you from father.
What?
He was sending you away to narrate this podcast that you would never end up like him, full of rage and torment. The power does that to a man. I should know.
I had no idea.
I have been corrupted too. I will not do you wrong.
Well, I love the piano ending, Salubrious, but it's a no from me.
And me.
Top three for me. You're a real contender.
No words can ever express my shame that I never really knew you, Brutus. But as my brother, you were truly part of me, a part I didn't know well. As I gaze upon you now, your broken body scattered across the ivory, the only tune playing is that of sorrow for what we could have had as companions in this world. I release you in memory, and leave you a legacy to the sands of history to decide.
Amazing! I think I can speak for all of us when I say the job is yours.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can't argue with the audience.
I was your narrator. I quit. Now I'm back to being plain old Gnar. I'm going off travelling.
I suggest Patrick for the job. He seems to have what it takes.
Fair enough. I agree.
Hang on. You were supposed to be the harsh judge. But, well, yeah, I agree.
Seconded. Or is that thirded?
Matt, and whichever of you is Kev.
I am Kev.
Don't start that again, Warren.
Matt and Kev, may your podcast last forever. You've created something wonderful and you should be proud. You have the best team ever here. It's like a family. A family, well, they should look after one another. So look after yourselves, all of you. I'm off to travel the world. One day I might return. But for now, it's someone else's job to watch over the people of Cat Noir. It's been a blast. I'm no longer watching or listening. My time is over. It's 11:44 p.m. Goodbye.
What's going on? I think I'm tearing up. Don't say a word, Peacock.
Well, we better announce the winner then. Where's Kev? Anyone seen Kev?
Hello, is anyone around? Hello?
And that's how I got the job as the new narrator for the Cat Noir Comedy Podcast. I've erased the previous narrator from the photo, and from now on, it's just me and the Easter Island heads. Of course, #35 was Brutus, of course. I mean, it's obvious to me, but then I do have a script open in front of me. So here we are. You've been listening to Cat Noir. This episode was written, performed, recorded, edited, and produced by Kevin Chilvers and Matt Sanders. If you've been affected by any of the issues raised in this episode, then just you wait for the next one. Or you could follow us on Instagram at Cat Noir Podcast. Don't forget to share and leave us a review wherever you listen to our podcast. Now join us all again in 2 weeks' time and stay safe. Now I'm the narrator, am I supposed to say I'm always listening and announce the time?
No. I think you'll need your own catchphrase.
Okay, give me a second. Pat out. I'm not sure about pat out. It sounds like I'm losing a wrestling match. Could we possibly go again and I'll say something much cleverer?
No time, Patrick.
Oh. Pat out it is. Ah, where did this wrestler come from? Suplex!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.